This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I changed my mind because
Scotty
says somebody's name on it. I don't like him.
Scotty, acting like a child.
Hang on here. I'm going to finish ripping the stuff. I kind of made my point with the first rip, didn't I?
You kind of did.
Yeah, I don't know, but I mean, you notice she didn't stop?
Hell yeah.
Why should I stop?
There's a lot. You can't rip a phone book in half. You're not strong enough.
I'll say it again, folks, and I've said it before. The Republicans, and specifically Donald Trump, are absolutely blessed in their enemies. Because to do what Nancy Pelosi did last night is to take away any potential opportunity to be critical of Donald Trump on pretty much anything without it being perceived as coming from someone that's just a total partisan hack. I mean, the woman looked like a three-year-old in church on Sunday. The only problem is mom wasn't there to take her to the cry room. You know, Mike Pence should have taken her to the cry room.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Should have, yeah.
Behind glass. So we don't have to look at the fidgeting in the body language and everything else.
Give her a bunch of printer paper to tear up. She can go in there and.
Now look, you know, you know what? I'll probably get in trouble for saying this, but if the president didn't shake her hand on purpose, and I'm not sure that's the case, because he didn't shake Mike Pence's hand either, so I'm not sure he saw it, but it was perceived as. And of course, she tweeted that out right away, her reaching out her hand and him turning. So, you know, if he did do it on purpose, I think I would have risen above it if I were him because, you know, but I understand. I understand the guy is every day lied about in an unbelievable way. Successes are ignored. And as if they don't have any flaws, they, you know, everything they see is a perceived flaw to them. And of course, the policies they shout from the mountaintop. So I could see why, especially with the impeachment stuff going on, he'd say, no, you know, I'm not doing this. I'm not playing that game. But doesn't matter at this point. But I bet you we'd be talking about the handshake, but for the ripping of the transcript.
Yep.
I really do.
Yep. Oh yeah.
I really do. Because that don't give them anything. Don't stoop to their level. But I also have to say, and this is going to sound like I'm flip-flopping all over the place, while I would have preferred if, in fact, he did stiffer on the handshake, and again, I'm not sure he did. I'm honestly not, because, and I have the Mike Pence handshake as the reason. These people are consumed in their hatred with President Trump. They're consumed. And how you cannot root for America. Yes, you might want to do this a little different or that a little different or do more over here, less over there. But the list of successes that he listed last night were unbelievable. Donald Trump performed masterfully. It was unbelievable. And really all he did was make the case for what he's done and say, let's do this going forward. And he highlighted some great American stories. And when Donald Trump can do that, combined with the fact that he's never afraid of a fight, he's never going to shy from a fight, he's going to take these people on, that will continue to motivate those who support him. That will make Nancy Pelosi-like pettiness look so small and less people willing to engage in it. And he's going to go on to make history. Donald Trump's going to be reelected. We have a long time between now and November. You see the level of hatred directed at him. They're going to try everything, everything, everything. But I think what they don't factor in is the passion of those who support him. I don't want to say much more than that. I have some clips from the night last night, but I'm more interested in what you have to say. I've left the whole first hour up because, you know, we get treated to so many pundits. There's so many out there, you know, different people with their and some are very good. I have to say Kellyanne Conway did an interview with Fox this morning, and she said that Nancy Pelosi looked like someone reading a Cheesecake Factory menu, not the, not actually, you know, trying to the transcript. She's kind of all over, like, I do my best. Do I want this or do I want this? Should I have the pineapple upside-down cheesecake, or should I go with it?
That's funny.
Yeah, you know, so there's a lot of punditry out there, a lot of cutesy out there. I want your gut reaction to what you heard last night, highlights, lowlights, whatever. Honestly, enough of the pundits. How about the people? You get to speak here on the program. Call us at 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. You can also text us, just me today, Todd's off, 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. Texter says, of course he did it on purpose. Another example of how non-presidential he is. Non-presidential. Well, is he non-presidential to shake the vice president's hand? And what... How would you describe Nancy Pelosi's behavior? Should I text back and ask that question? I think I will. Gene and Bismarck, let's get your take here. Texting me, by the way, 367-2054. This just in, Iowa's still not counted. I think we'll be saying that 10 days from now. This just in, Iowa's still not done. Oh, they added 9%. They added 9% and the finish is still the same. You can't even make it up. Still not done, folks. Still not done. And today, the impeachment fiasco will be in the rearview mirror after vote at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Gene and Bismarck. Go ahead, Gene.
Yeah, I think everybody's missing another little snubbit she started out with right off the get-go. When you introduce the president, you're supposed to, they always said in the past, and I looked it up on YouTube for Obama and Bush, and they did it. The speaker is supposed to say, it is my distinct and high honor to introduce to you the president of the United States. All she said was, ladies and gentlemen, the president, or the president of the United States. She skipped all that other stuff. And that's been the tradition. So who's calling the kettle black here?
No, you're right. That's another one. And it's tradition. It's what they do, you know, and to not do it is just 100% petty. But good point.
She started out right off the get-go being petty. And so who's calling the kettle black is what I got to say. Thanks.
Yeah, appreciate the call. Thanks, Gene, very much.
Right.
Did you catch that? I wasn't watching. I actually was at that event on student success with West Fargo Police Department, and the beginning of the speech, I didn't see. I had to come back and watch the rest of it later, and I just skipped to the beginning. I didn't get the intros and stuff when they did that, but did you catch that?
I did not. No, yeah. I didn't see it.
But
heard the recap this morning.
Right. It's my distinct honor. Wow. 800-228-0550. Democrats, I'm going to put you to the front of the line. So if you have a opinion as someone that does not support the president, or just as somebody that's a Democrat that is supposed to be outraged today, maybe you are outraged, maybe you're not, I'd love to hear your opinion as well. 701-258-0550. I talked to a younger voter this morning who offered some opinions to me as a younger voter and said, I was blown away by all those numbers. And I said, well, what numbers? $12 trillion in the economy? You know, unemployment? African Americans that low? You know, in other words, actually give them a fact and a stat rather than spin from
fear and
Mika and Joe and, you know, MSLSD and CNN and everything else, and they think a little bit differently. I didn't finish my text to the listener that said Trump was non-presidential. So what are we going to ask? How would you describe, this will be good entertainment, how would you describe the behavior, is that the word I want? Behavior of Pelosi. What do you think is going to come back?
What do you think? He deserved it.
Yeah, that probably would be it, right? Well, what do you expect? I mean,
the take, you know what, one of the best lines I've heard about the argument about Trump isn't very presidential and we don't like his tweets and he's abrasive and he's a New Yorker and he's in your face. And one of the best things I have seen in recent weeks was, yeah, but we didn't hire him for his people skills.
Well, you know what? This is what I mean. I mean, for instance, if she hadn't ripped up the speech and showed us what a partisan hack she is. And that's what she is. This woman is beyond her prime. She should be off the stage. She's helping no one join the Democratic cause. Nobody watches Nancy Pelosi and says, I want to follow that woman. I'm going to follow her right off the edge, right? So, far as I'm concerned, fabulous. Stay right there. But Trump is not afraid to fight back. He's not afraid to take that on. They're not used to that. They're used to Republicans being wallflowers. So it turns them upside down.
Bureaucracy, red tape, hang out, don't get anything done.
Brian and Bismarck, give me your take.
Well, I got three thoughts. One is I think Nancy Pelosi did more damage to their attempts to unseat Trump, especially with the independents. Secondly, I never saw Trump read one piece of his speech. I don't know. He did a phenomenal job. And three, I thought he hit a grand slam home run. It was just a phenomenal speech.
It was. And some great stories highlighted. Brian, thanks for saying that. Appreciate the call. More of your reactions after
this. Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Did you know that Mineral Tracker is a homegrown technology? It was developed right here in North Dakota for North Dakota mineral owners. This makes us stand out from any other mineral management software out there. Our basic version's free, plus you can upgrade to our pro version for only $99 a month, taking your management tools to the next level, even showing your future monthly income. Planning your financial future has never been easier or more reliable. Go to mineraltracker.com or call us at 833-842-2924.
Make 2020 the year you see Scandinavia. The Scandinavia Tour is coming May 10th from Juven Tours and Travel, the premier operator of Scandinavian tours in the Upper Midwest. May 10th through the 23rd, the Scandinavia Tour, very popular. May 25th, the official Norsk Høstfest Norway Tour. May 25th to June 7th. The Norway Luxury Tour 1 is June 1st to June 14th. The 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour 2, July 20th to August 4th. It's great fun. And the best of Norway is August 10th through August 22nd. There's something for everyone. And the best part about Juven Tours and Travel and their tours of Scandinavia, you don't just see the awesome beauty, the fjords, the waterfalls, the mountains. You meet the people, and their memories last a lifetime. Call Juven Tours and Travel today for more information. Hurry, these tours are filling up. 237-9000. 701-237-9000. Or toll-free at 800-343-0093.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
George Harrison, right?
Yes, sir.
You know, one of the songs I was singing at a Wait Our Generations dance this weekend, did I tell you that?
Oh, yeah.
My daughter and I.
I knew that, yeah.
And when songs like this would come out, you know, all the old fogies would head out there and the kids were like, what the heck? But one that brought everybody together, there were a few, Come On Eileen. They danced to Come On Eileen now. Isn't that like an 80s hit or something?
Yeah, yeah, yep.
They dig that now. Kids like Come On Eileen.
Okay.
Who's that again?
The Dexys Midnight Runners.
Runners. Yeah. All right. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. Here is a great snippet from last night's address. An eighth grade boy is recognized by the President of the United States last night, and Democrats can't stand. Wrap your mind around that, folks, with what's going on here. Go ahead.
In the gallery tonight, we have a young gentleman and what he wants so badly, 13 years old, Ian Lawnfay. He's an eighth grader from Arizona. Ian, please stand up. Ian has always dreamed of going to space. He was the first in his class and among the youngest at an aviation academy. He aspires to go to the Air Force Academy, and then he has his eye on the Space Force. As Ian says, most people look up at space. I want to look down on the world.
That's awesome.
Oh, my gosh. And there was a giant, you know, applause to that. Giant. It was fabulous. We have more. All right, back to your calls, 800-228-0550. Forget the pundits. Power to the people on this program. That's why we call it What's on Your Mind. What did you think? What did you think? And Democrats go to the front of the line. I sincerely want to know. I don't want to argue. I don't want to ridicule. I don't want to. I won't ridicule. I won't argue. I just want to hear what you thought. I can't think the shenanigans played well, but I don't know. I'm not a Democrat. Matt and Fargo, go ahead. And we got to get you to turn your radio down so you're hearing yourself.
Hey.
We're hearing you through the phone, not through the radio. Yes, sir, it's you. Go ahead.
All right. So I just wanted to make a comment about the general tenure of the last, I don't know, decade or so of both sides screaming as loud as they can just so they can get sound bites for their next reelection bid. And last night was just more of the same from both sides trying to yell louder than the other side. And Pelosi is a prime example, along with whether he did or did not shake her hand. Everybody is so busy just screaming from the mountaintops instead of doing the jobs they were elected to do. You know, the whole group of them hasn't done anything for how long? Because they've been doing this impeachment mess, you know. That's my general comment. Now I'm driving, so I better get off the phone.
Does it turn you off, Matt? Does it just, like, turn you off to politics in general, the back and forth?
I'm for term limits now. They're supposed to go there to work, not get reelected. And it seems like all of them, the minute they step foot in that town, instantly start their reelection campaigns across both aisles, and nobody wants to actually do their jobs. And that's what they're elected for. And it's frustrating.
Appreciate you calling, Matt. Love hearing your real, raw comments here about all this. Let me just say a thing on term limits really quick, and I'll go to the next caller. When Newt Gingrich, in 1994, introduced a constitutional amendment for term limits as part of the Contract for America, I was cheering. I thought it was a fabulous idea. Finally, we'll get back to the idea the founders envisioned of citizen legislators. You go for 2, 4, 6 years, you come home, you go back on the farm, you go back at the business. But having spent an inordinate amount of time in Washington, D.C., having spent an inordinate amount of time covering that swamp, I no longer think term limits are a good idea for the following reason. Washington and the swamp and our government is as bad because of staff, because of bureaucrats, because of people in the shadows that are unelected. That's what Donald Trump is facing in the White House. A bunch of people that have never been on a ballot in their life think they know better than he does and twist and turn and leak and lie. And that's happening in the White House. And you have one of his top officials telling us, yeah, you know, 1.80% against us, 20 for us. In the White House, those are the people you need to worry about. Okay, so what happens if you have term limits is, yes, somebody goes in and they come out much quicker, and yes, you don't have somebody that's there 15, 20, 30 years, but at least the people's representative is there. At least the release of being able to say you're fired every 2 years, every 6 years is there, which isn't there with the staff, the bureaucrats, the folks in the dark shadows. That's who we need to fear. Dan in South Dakota says Trump let us down last night. How did he let us down, Dan?
No, it's not exactly what I said. But first of all, I'd like to echo the previous caller. Hear, hear, term limits. Doing nothing but getting themselves reelected. But the gist of my, I want to make this call short. The gist of this is, speaking of looking down on the world, let's look down on the apologizers. I used to be a Democrat. I have donated to Barack Obama's presidency, and I voted for him. He let us down, big time. Along comes Mr. Trump. I'm re-energized. I like the energy. I like the honesty. I like the fight in the man. I want your listeners and the president to examine their conscience today and decide once and for all who they have forgotten in America. Everybody seems to have been included, but there's a minority group in the United States that gets their back turned on them constantly, sent down dead ends and lied to, and told it's their fault or you want to have it this way. Now, think about it. Where in the world, who has been forgotten here? Who are you forgetting? That's my comment. Thank you very much. I'll take any response off the air. Have a great day.
All right, Dan. Appreciate it. He's asked us a question there. I know that he told Daniel, our screener, that he was concerned that homeless vets did not get enough attention last night. I know unemployment rate among veterans is an all-time low. The president raised that, and by my way of thinking, you know, that is certainly one way to keep vets from being homeless. The fact that the veteran unemployment rate is higher than the national average is ridiculous. I hate it. But I think if I peeled away every layer of the onion at the VA and everywhere else to see what Trump has done in just 3 years on the care, look what's happening right here in Fargo with HBOT.
Yep.
I mean, there are four veterans now. It's not enough. But there are four veterans whose lives are changing, who are ready for, you know, an institution, who are ready for, you know, to pull the trigger, whose lives have been transformed because of hyperbaric oxygen treatment paid for by the VA. We need a lot more of it, but that only happened because of Donald Trump. Kevin Cramer and John Hoven made it be known, hey, what about North Dakota? You got these test sites everywhere else. How about here? And there's more work to be done. But I think you have to you give them credit there. But I'm with you. Who's being forgotten? I think we can always ask that question. Absolutely. Keith in Detroit Lakes, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Say, I thought the speech last night was excellent. I challenge the Democrats to come up with a way to make the country better. If you don't like Trump and the way the country is now, what would be their solution? Unemployment's the best ever for all walks of life. Jobs are soaring, economy's booming. I just don't understand what the Democrats could possibly offer to make the country better. And I challenge all the Democratic voters, if we could win the House back, plus the Senate and the White House, just think of even more things we could get done.
Very good points on your part, Keith. Thanks. More after this.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump delivers his third State of the Union address last night to a joint session of Congress.
America's enemies are on the run.
America's fortunes are on the rise, and America's future is blazing bright.
Before the speech began, President Trump quickly turned away when U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi extended her hand for a handshake. As soon as the president finished his speech, the California Democrat was seen ripping her copy of his address in half. That angered Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
It was disgusting. I was sitting 50 feet away from her, and it made me angry.
Presidential historian John Meacham says it was an unusually partisan event.
This was not about the union. It was very much about Trump's political state.
He was speaking on MSNBC, and this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Thank you. Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you part today by our friends at MyPillow. I stopped to let them sing Come On Eily.
Right?
Yeah, there they are.
Seeing the kids are digging this one nowadays.
They are, yep. Generations Dance, Saturday night, Family High School. It was me out there cutting a rug with my daughter and a buddy hers and her dad. We had a grand time. It was fun. But I did get a kick out of the fact that, well, wait a minute, the kids know some of the songs that we knew. I like this. I love it. Anyway, as I mentioned, Tioga, North Dakota. Give you a website where you, if you haven't been to Tioga lately, just check this out. Find out about some of the things going on. Or stop on by and see that wonderful new community center they have as an example. The outdoor skating rink, is that fun for kids? New library, indoor play area is part of that. Great technology in play in the schools. Local education now includes drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities. They're getting kids ready for the 21st century. Visit TiogaND.org. Here was a highlight from last night. Tuskegee Airmen. There were people watching last night that don't know anything about Tuskegee. And the famous story of the Tuskegee Airmen, or any of that, they do now because of this.
Charles McGee was born in Cleveland, Ohio, one century ago. Charles is one of the last surviving Tuskegee Airmen, the first black fighter pilots, and he also happens to be Ian's great-grandfather. Incredible story. After more than 130 combat missions in World War II, he came back home to a country still struggling for civil rights and went on to serve America in Korea and Vietnam. On December 7th, Charles celebrated his 100th birthday.
How about that?
Incredible. Somebody sent me a copy of the Bismarck Tribune cartoon today. And it's a bunch of donkeys, Democrats. One says Bernie on his, and one says Liz, you know, on the thing. And their signs say, beat Trump, but they're beating the daylights out of each other. The other one says, Dems unite. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's good.
Can't make it up. Let's see. Craig in Moorhead wants to talk about what he sees as a stunt last night. What was the stunt, Craig?
Well, you know, Scott, I've always voted for Colin Peterson. I've always never done party lines. He's a good man. He voted no for the impeachment. here's where I'm at right now. Everybody should be at it. If he's your congressman, urge him to retire, switch parties, because I will never, after she ripped up that speech, vote for Colin. No way can Nancy have power next year. And if my vote puts Colin in, and because Colin's in, she keeps power, I won't be able to deal with that. So it's really sad. This is not the Democrat Party we've known for that my family's known. This is a different Democratic Party, and it's sad.
Well said, Craig. Appreciate that call very much.
Exactly.
You know, I think Craig speaks for a lot of people on the Republican side that saw Colin Peterson as a pro-life Democrat. And as someone that was fighting for farmers and doing good work, and he did for a lot of years.
Yep.
But he has never been able to really stand up to it. He did vote no on impeachment, but he doesn't really stand up to it. He can't because he's a chairman, so she's got her thumb on him there. And somebody told me recently, I want to verify this, but a caller called in and said that his pro-life record is like at 50%, whereas Michelle Fischbach, for instance, one of the Republican nominees that's being pushed by the party leaders and the Trump team, in Minnesota for that nomination, has a record of she's supported 100% by the pro-life group. So check into that. That's another angle I'd say to do as well. Let's go to West Fargo and Tom. What's on your mind, Tom?
Good morning, Scott. I think it was really obvious last night. It was how much the Democrats, they don't want America to get better. They want it to go down. They want it to go down in every which way they can. They're, to not stand, not to applaud as to what the people have done. I mean, he came out and he said, America's people, you know, the strength of America is its people. They won't applaud. They don't applaud. They can't applaud. They want the illegals to come in. They want America to go down. And like the previous caller said, this is not the Democrats, the DFL, that my parents voted for. And they stopped voting DFL when Reagan, they voted for all of them. My in-laws, too, voted for Reagan in 1980 or 81, it was, and never looked back. But the previous caller's right. This is not the Democratic Party that I think a lot of people are supporting. Bernie is the look or of the Democratic Party. It's the Socialist Party.
No. Well, this is what I can't understand, because I would agree with you that my dad was a Hubert Humphrey Democrat, right? And my mom was very pro-life, so she was never much of a Democrat, but, you know, she liked, I grew up mostly in Minnesota, so it was the Wendy Anderson, yep. You know, the Walter Mondale kind of, you know, you like them, you respect them, and you know, it's not a big, huge difference between Republicans. But what Democrats are doing now is just amazing to me, because the fight really is to go to, you know, to the full-on socialism, and then if you're not the socialism, you're like socialism light, like, and that's what they call a moderate, like Pete Buttigieg and Joe Biden are moderates because they're socialism light. I mean, for instance, let's just take something that affects us dramatically in this state. Look at the energy policy of every Democratic candidate in double digits right now, anywhere in any poll. Look at their policies. No fracking. No horizontal drilling. No, I'm against that. I don't want coal. I mean, they want to shut it all down. They're pulling all the things that Hillary tried. And if they were to succeed on that, the economic harm to the United States of America, the damage to our national security would be incalculable. Where is the old Democratic Party? It's completely gone.
Yes, it is. I grew up on the range, so you know the northeastern Minnesota. So you know where what that stronghold is over there.
You bet, Tom. Appreciate your call and your thoughts. The pundits we've set aside for the people. It is your say on what happened last night, what you saw, what you liked, what you didn't. 800-228-0550. Shane in Valley City.
Hello there. A lot of good stuff was said last night by President Trump. The thing I noticed most is when the camera panned over after he mentioned that since he's president, 7 million people less on food stamps and on off of welfare. The camera panned over and the Democrats are sitting on their hands, scowling and frowning. That should have been an applause moment. But you know, they seem to want people to be on welfare.
You know why it wasn't an applause moment, Shane? Because I'll read you the exact paragraph.
Yes.
I'll read you the exact paragraph. Under the last administration, more than 10 million people were added to the food stamp rolls. See, that's all they heard. They heard, you know, oh, he's picking on Obama. Oh, that's me. I agree with you. They should have heard is, look, now 7 million Americans have come off food stamps. 10 million people have been lifted off welfare. Holy buckets. How you can't be happy about that, I have no idea. Take credit for it. Say, I was in Congress, too. I was part of this. Don't sit on your hands. Isn't that embarrassing?
Yeah. Well, like Rush has said before, I see on your website today a picture of you standing next to Rush. Rush has mentioned this. They want a dependent class. That's how they have people to vote for them. Like the two other colors. My dad is lifelong, and grandpa, FDR Democrats, the party of the working man. My dad was in the meat industry. Grandpa was a butcher, meat cutter, mostly a butcher. The party of the working man, the FDR Democrats, stuff like that. That party is gone. Now you got the Bernie Sanders is a socialist, and he gets a lot of votes. Yeah.
Good point.
All right.
Really good point, Shane. I appreciate the call.
Right.
Call again. You caught a good comment there. That was a good one. I'm glad we highlighted that. Thanks to your phone call. Dependent class. That's what they want. I also think they think you're too dumb. You can't do it without them. I mean, they're not for independence. They don't want you to go. They want you to be dependent on them. That's the worst thing in the world. But that's what they want because then they control you. Same thing on the voting deal. You don't think their infatuation with voting and how it takes place isn't about, look, Democrats in North Dakota voted and still call it horrible and awful and terrible that the Secretary of State, Al Jager, and a majority in the legislature said, guess what? We're not going to let people say they are who they say they are and sign an affidavit without any ID. Go get an ID. Anybody can get one. Here's where you can get them. Oh, you're terrible. You're awful. You're disenfranchising people. No. We are making sure that people vote who have a right to vote. Hello. Chris in North Dakota. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah. Thanks, Scott. Well, the speech last night was awesome. I can't help but say that as Americans, it's good to listen to PragerU videos. But also, for North Dakota beef, North Dakota farmers, that's what Trump is working for. There is a young couple named Ryan and Megan Ressler. They're having their annual production sale, and they work hard. Day and night. They got four kids. Ryan does every bit he can to volunteer his time for the community and for others. And they got a sale just 5 miles north of Cooperstown. They got Black Angus and heifers and strong, stout bulls that they're selling today at 1 o'clock. And I just wanted to say, you know, if people are looking for a good Black Angus cows to use on their farm for their production, their raising and diversifying their gene pool, Ryan and Megan Ressler have a great sale going on at 1 o'clock.
Ryan and Megan Ressler, you said?
Yep. They're from Cooperstown, North Dakota.
How do you spell that, the last name?
Wrestler, just like all the other wrestlers.
R-E-S-S-L-E-R. I'm just making sure I'm hearing it correctly. Got it. Okay, so Ryan and Megan Wrestler, it's 5 miles north of Cooperstown. It's today at 1 o'clock.
Yep.
And I'm sure you can find more information on that. Glad they're doing it.
Ryan and I have shared and talked about PragerU videos. I have a lot of my family members that are Democrats, and when you share the PragerU videos with them, they cannot contest them. They can't refute them.
Exactly.
I worked for a gentleman named Ken Cropine. He was a state senator. He stated that he cannot identify with the Democratic Party anymore. There's a lot of Democrats that have been abandoned.
Thanks for calling, Chris. Glad you gave us a shout out to Ryan and Megan, and hope folks attend that sale. By the way, our heart is with our ranchers right now. Cattle industry is tough business. If we can ever help with a shout-out on a sale, call us. Happy to do it.
You get the smoothest, most responsive windrower handling ever with the new Speedrower SP Windrowers from New Holland. Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer will tell you that it starts with precise, hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with the Comfort Ride cab suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a Speedrower SP Windrower from New Holland.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming February 2020 North Dakota land auctions include 640 acres in Oliver County, 320 acres in Stark, Billings, Foster, and Kidder counties, 314 acres in Lemoore County, 1,500 acres in Hettinger and Grant counties, 1,100 acres in Nelson County, and 156 acres in Polk County, Minnesota. View all of these land auctions and many more land and farm equipment retirement auctions at Piper's.com.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins and Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins and Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The best pillow on planet Earth. Everything from body pillows to dog pillows to, you know, every night when I go to sleep, I say, thank you, Michael Lindell. You have this stuff after I say my prayers to the good Lord about all, blessings in my life and all the concerns I have for others and give up all my worries. And I say, Michael Lindell, thank you, God. Thank you for Michael Lindell. I mean, this inventor who was a crack addict and could have been dead. Instead, he lives to do this my pillow. And it's fantastic, and they sell millions and millions of them all around the globe for a good reason. 10-year warranty on it, 60-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk in this. Sleep on it 59 nights, and it isn't for me. Send it back. and literally a 10-year warranty. They're incredible. The body pillow is like $29.99 right now. It's a really good deal. Go to mypillow.com, promo code Scott, under the radio listening specials, or call them at 800-506-9028. All right, back to your calls at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Texture says, I'd like to hear thoughts from a Democratic voter. My heart goes out to them. Hashtag tantrums. Yeah. Mine too. Mine too. I am, should I apologize, you think, Kev, for that?
You said.
Did I get it wrong? Somebody is suggesting that I apologize. This South Dakota listener says, good morning, Scott. I can't believe you'd insult 3-year-old so badly.
Oh, the 3-year-old in church comment?
The 3-year-old little boy, uh-huh. the military family that President Trump honored last night acted more mature than Nancy Pelosi. And you're calling her a third 3-year-old?
No,
that's a good point.
I
should apologize to all 3-year-olds for comparing.
Not that
3-year-old.
The 3-year-old in church that won't behave.
Right.
Pouty.
Which was Nancy Pelosi last night.
That's the 3-year-old.
Telling you, Mike Pence should have taken her to the cry room. I don't know why he didn't. I think it'd been wonderful. She belonged there.
A lollipop.
Fidgeting and all the stuff she was doing last night. It was terrible. Jim in Fargo, tell me what's on your mind. What do you like about that speech last night? Jim,
hello?
Are you there? Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I'm here. I wanted to say that a good friend of mine brought this up. He said, you know, the people that all these heroes that Trump recognized, Nancy Pelosi just spit in the face of every one of them. They should all be absolutely upset with that piece of human, whatever she is.
Somebody just sent me a text of a sign. I don't know where this is, but it says, did you know 1 out of 3 Democratic supporters are just as stupid as the other two? That's a little harsh. I don't. I was going to ask if you agreed with it, but your laugh tells me you do. Jeff,
yeah.
You're that's kind of making your point. Go ahead. Sorry, Jim. Thank you. Appreciate the call. Lost you there, Nate in Williston. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Nate, hello.
Oh, hey, there you go. Sorry. Hey, I just wanted to say good morning, guys. I appreciate your radio show. I just wanted to say, you know, the president spoke about citizens with high school diplomas in the workforce. I personally didn't graduate, had to pursue my GED, got that, and then I came out to the oil field to work hard and make my life better on my back. Why do the Democrats want to take my livelihood away from me? I break my back to provide a great life for my family and help America become oil independent. I just don't understand why they want to take that away from all of us out here.
Nate, well said. I have a little present for you. The president from last night. Listen.
Oh, hang on. You got to give me just a second here. Here we go.
Thanks to our bold regulatory reduction campaign, the United States has become the number one producer of oil and natural gas anywhere in the world by far.
Guys on the other side clapping.
No, can't clap for that.
Oh, yeah.
No smiles.
With the tremendous progress we have made over the past 3 years, America is now energy independent, and energy jobs, like so many other elements of our country, are at a record high.
No, can't clap for that either. There'll be no clapping.
Incredible. He went on to say, we're doing numbers no one would have thought possible just 3 years ago. And sounds like it's changing your life, Nate. And a lot of folks out in that, really, when you look at the oil and gas, pays over half the taxes in the entire state. So.
Oh, yeah. You got a guy who doesn't graduate high school, gets a GED, and then can come out here and work hard and make 6 figures. You know, I mean, it's on your back. You're going to work hard for it. But that's what America's about, is working hard.
And every single Democratic nominee wants your job to go away.
Yeah, and they want me to be on welfare or food stamps or WIC or whatever to try and control me.
Can't make it up.
I don't understand it.
Yeah, way to earn it, brother. That's all.
Exactly
I'm
right. You're a great story, Nate. You are. It's an inspiration. It's fantastic, and you know it's the American way. You find a way. Yep. Good for you. Appreciate it very much.
But I thought the American economy needs to be fair for all Americans.
Texter says, "Wow, did you see Rush's reaction? What a moment it was! I thought he knew about it because there was news before the speech that he was going to be there. I'd put it on my Facebook page, and that he was going to be announced as getting the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Maybe he didn't know he was going to get it that night, but he looked very surprised. He looked very surprised. It was great. We'll try and get to that clip as well. If the three-year-old shoe fits, okay. Maybe I won't apologize. Indeed, the introduction was not traditional. Personally, it looked like the handshake initiated by Pelosi was not seen by the president. Probably wasn't expecting it. Honoring Rush, while able to enjoy the honor, was amazing. President Trump was taking America to a new high. Excitement ought to be riding high among the masses.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you.